Somewhere in the mid-1970s, I spent some time working in Cranford, New Jersey for the Mount Carmel Guild. They had a program for schizophrenic people who were medicated and were rather severe in the depth of their illness. And we provided a daycare center for them. It was very therapeutic. There were people who did dance therapy, and people who did psychological assistance, and people who did crafts therapy, and I did a myriad of things along with some creative writing therapy. This poem was written about that place. It was also my mom's favorite poem for some strange reason, and she would always have me read it for her. So this is daycare. The basement chairs stand against the cool stone walls. When they aren't together, the music is playing. On the work tables are beads, clay, and stacks of magazines. The sweaty smell of cut wood and lacquer. From inside confusion, where each set of footsteps is your own, there isn't a way to look out. From inside the separation between life and the matter that holds it, there aren't connections. Her arms stretched up like a child who's fallen down, Beth said, I can't stop cutting myself. I hear voices, and without the pain, there is no me. I listen to the music so the Russians won't take my mind. In the shape of an infant about 25, bobbing his head and kicking his feet with a supersonic brain that only runs on full speed. Carl burps with a giggle, then tries to fart. Tapping in his chair, lying on the table, they took the electric guitar that he still plays away back at the hospital. He reads about how to be a success, but it's hard for him to answer the question that you asked. He tries to like everyone, and he tries to win. He can't do either because of how his head spins. Anna's afraid of her mother since her husband died. She used to dance the tarantella and go out every night. Now she changes her clothes right after school and slips out more silent and gray and silently asks, if you could reach me, what would you find there? Connie wants her child to have fun every day, but Dr. Willie says that she isn't pregnant and he doesn't love her. The medicine makes it go away, and if you don't take too much, you can tie a bow in your hair. Nelson doesn't smile or say a lot. He's large and stiff and thinks he looks like Frankenstein, but he keeps himself clean. Ernie has a crew cut and a devilish grin. They hide inside him all the time. At the hotel where they bring food around like at the hospital, Nettie's seen more hell than most women still alive. They took her baby, started sending strange men up to her room. They tell her that she always lies, but she don't bring no men around, and how'd they get there? Marlene looks like an old lady in her coat and hat, but she dances for Coral. Sometimes they touch. All yesterday she kept thinking of the horrible things that she knows will happen to her. Virginia came from a good family in the South before she fell ill. Sometimes she screams obscene things that no one can hear. And yes, they certainly have helped her here. Through a 6-hour stretch where everything is nice, we walked the parade route of what reality is like.